Today is Friday, May the 1st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm feeling kind of just not sick, but tired. I don't know why. I'm just feeling sluggish today. And I've been working, but I have a new hobby, I guess. So I know I told everyone that I downloaded that iScape program, and I was trying to create a landscape for the backyard. And then I thought, you know, this doesn't give me enough options. I can put a photo in, and I can drag some pre-existing photos in there, but I can't edit those. You know, what if my perspective is different in the photo than the perspective of the, let's say there's an image of a pergola and I'm trying to, you know, pull that pergola in, and the angle that they've got on the pergola is the wrong angle. So it looks weird. And you can flip them, but you can't really skew them, or, you know, think, you know, weird things like you can't change the perspective. And so I was like, maybe there are other applications that landscape architects and designers. I don't know if Mark and I watch HGTV all the time. And it's very common in these HGTV shows that they'll have these animations where they'll show the empty room, and then, you know, furniture will fall out of the sky, you know, cabinets will fall out of the sky and like land in the proper place, and curtains will zoom in and like all this kind of weird stuff. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I'm like, you know, I need more flexibility. I need to be able to do stuff, you know. So I did all this Googling last night, and I was looking around. And first there was a program called SketchUp. And so I started looking at SketchUp, and it's actually pretty simple. I mean, you watch a few YouTube tutorials and you're able to kind of get the hang of SketchUp. But it's a 3D modeling sort of application where you go in and it uses vectors, and it's hard to describe, but, you know, you create, and there's a big library of pre-existing stuff that already exists. And so you can bring in, you can create all kinds of elaborate furniture and, you know, rooms. You can do landscape, you can do all of that. But one of the problems with it is it's very expensive. And I did some more Googling and found out there's this free application that's actually much more advanced, and you can do a lot more with it, apparently. I don't know. Called Blender. And I think I've heard of Blender before. And in fact, I think they use Blender to do a lot of animation. Like, even some of the animation that you see at the, you know, in the movie theater when we don't have COVID-19 spreading all over the place and you can go to the movie theater, some of those are actually created in Blender, or the characters. A lot of video games, they'll create the characters in Blender, apparently. And so they say the learning curve is really steep. It's really hard to learn Blender. So I went down this rabbit hole. Well, I can do it. You know, I'm a techie person. I can figure out an application. And I found a tutorial that is showing you how to create a donut. Now, why am I creating donuts? I don't even know. Like a model of a donut that's got, you know, looks like the same color as a donut, has icing on top of it, like all this kind of stuff. And, but this guy, he's good, but he's so good at this application that he doesn't explain every little thing that he's doing. And so you'll get to a step and it'll be like, what did he just do? And then you're trying to, like, you know, expand the YouTube video and like see what he just clicked, pause it, and, you know, whatever. Cause he's good, but you almost need, he's not good at the beginner stuff, I don't think. He comes up with some amazing end results, but he's not explaining it in fine enough detail for me to really grasp. But I do have a weird looking donut with some icing that's just plain white. Anyway, so I did work today, but I will have to admit I've been taking frequent breaks to watch these YouTube videos. And I don't even know, like, a donut is not going to help me. I can't do the landscape of the backyard with a donut. So I'm not really sure, you know, what I'm going to do there. And anyway, so, you know, and then SketchUp is very, there's an online version, but it doesn't have nearly as many options. But if you want to get the like professional version or whatever, it's like $700. And then you have to pay $120 a year for a license or something. It's like, you know, you really need to be an architect or a professional person who's doing that. I'm not going to pay that kind of money. This is just like some new thing that I was like, oh, this looks interesting. I think I'll learn how to do it. You know, and I start things and then don't finish. So I, you know, this is probably what's going to happen. Is I started something and I'm not going to finish it. I'm going to learn how to create a donut in Blender. So I'm trying Blender. I'm like, well, if I could get a good enough grasp of it that I could create things in it, and it gives me more flexibility and it's free, and there, you know, I could use it instead of Sketch. Anyway, I'm just going back and forth trying to find something that will do what I want to do. And I think there are images of trees and things like that that you can pull in, and it would be neat if I could create our whole house in 3D, and then Mark and I could go in and put different furniture in there and look how it looks in the various rooms, just like they do on HGTV. That'd be cool. But I get the feeling that it's going to be like, it would take me 3 years to learn this good enough to be able to do something like that. And even then, I probably need to be a professional, like, 3D artist, you know, to be able to do this. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. But on top of that, and work today, which I did do some work today, we also have more house stuff going on. So we got our quotes in from State Farm, we got our quotes in from Liberty Mutual, and we compared everything, and the cheapest rate, actually State Farm, if we combine everything. So if we give State Farm both of our cars and the house, we save, it's about $1,000 cheaper per year than any of the other combinations that we had. So we decided to do that, and so State Farm is finalizing all of that. We gave that information to our loan company and said, hey, you know, they do something called sending over a binder. I don't know. And so they'll send over the binder, and then they'll work out like the, because the first year of insurance is paid as part of closing, and then your escrow company apparently pays, because every month we have to add on money on top of the mortgage payment for insurance and property taxes. And then when those things come due, the escrow company just pays those out of that slush fund that you have. And so, but when you close, the first year insurance is paid in advance. And so we'll close, and then the loan company will send, or the escrow company will send over the payment to the insurance company. So we got that started. The loan company, the inspection, we sent over the stuff to our realtor that we want them to work on, the builder to work on before we close. And none of it was stuff that we could require, but it was all very minor stuff. And then so then what else have we got? Oh, I talked to the title company, and they told us all about their COVID-19 closing procedures. So apparently, you drive up on closing day, you drive into the title company's parking lot, you call them, and then you email them a picture of your driver's license, and somebody brings out this big binder with all the closing, you know, all the, if you've ever bought a house, you'll know, like, there's so many pages that you have to sign. There's like 200 or 300 pages where you need signatures and initials, and it's like you're signing your life away. And so they bring this big packet of documents to your car window, give it to you, you sign it. What we don't know is, do they stand there? Because the last time I bought a house, they walked me through every single page and said, okay, this is this, and that's what this means, and, or, do you agree with that? And then you sign it. surely they don't stand out there for like an hour out by your car window saying, okay, section three. I mean, I don't know. But so she walked us through that procedure and, you know, so we know sort of what that's going to be like. And the loan company ordered the appraisal, which is the last thing that we need in order to close, just to make sure that the house is worth what they're charging for it, basically. So, and then after we get all this stuff done and we close, or we get close to closing, then we've got to get all our utilities put over in our name, get it, you know, our internet turned on at the new house, get this place cleaned, get movers to move us, like all this kind of stuff. So there's going to be a million things to do. One thing I was going to ask you guys yesterday that I forgot is Mark has all these Filipino snack foods that he'll get. We have some Asian stores around and they carry Filipino snack foods and he'll go and get them. And then in the afternoon when he wants a snack, he'll go eat it. So he had this, they have some snacks that are a little bit different from what we would do here in the States. And I wanted to know if anyone had ever heard of this. They're little puffs, almost like cheese puffs, and they're round, but the flavor is creamed corn. It's the weirdest thing. It's almost like cereal, but they eat it like chips, and it's like a mixture between cheese puffs and cream, like you took a cream corn flavoring. It was the weirdest experience. It wasn't bad, but it was just like you don't expect that to taste like cream corn. Has anyone ever heard of that? It's interesting. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye!
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.